Okay, Thursday night, or Le Yud Beis Kislev, I believe. And yes, we have a Muzumin here at the White Shir. And we're going on to Perek Hay. Perek Hay, the Shmaitza is going. Okay, so what the Shmaitza did here was he set up this Yesod of Kol Anoy Lesofik Rishuso Olav Lahavi Raya, and he explained it. It's Ein Machzik Nireyas from Rishus L'Rishus, and he brought down the Machlokas if it's a Rishus Mamoni or a Rishus Poshut. Whose house did it happen in? And now he's ready to explain Ravashi. Ravashi's a Pele. Back at the ranch Ravashi, we have a Mishnah that the Gemara treats as a stira. Rava says there's no stira. In the ratio of the Mishnah, the mum was found in the father's house, so the father has to bring the raya. And in the Sefer, the mum was found after the marriage, which is in the Baal's Rishus. So the Baal has to bring the raya. Reisha kanimsa kanoya, Sefer kanimsa kanoya. So Ravashi answers. So we have Rabbi Elazar's teretz, which was the Reisha's Rabbi Yeshua, the Sefer's Rabbi Gamliel. If Cheskos Aguf could be motzi moment, then Rava comes along and says kanimsa kanoya, which is explained, and that's another explanation. The problem is that Abaye asked a tremendous, like a knockout punch almost. He asked a kasha from the Mishnah. What are you talking about? It says that the father has to bring a raya, that the Baal has to bring a raya, that the mum was there before the erusin. He says, no, he doesn't. He should just have to bring a raya that the mum happened in the father's house. And even if it happened after the erusin, he's claiming it happened before the erusin, but that's his whole point, that it's a mekachtos. But his raya, to shift the burden of proof, only lechora has to be that it was found, it was there in the father's house. And even if it was there after erusin, but that's all he should need to do.
Abaye would be coming to Kanhaya, the physical location, necessarily.
Well, whatever it is, that's what the Shmaitz is going to do with that. But Akoponim, the Mishnah says that the father, that we explained already, the Shmaitz explained it in a previous perek, that the father's house is either considered the father's house, so it's the house, or even if you're dealing with Rishus Mamoni, but the father has the monetary rights in her by erusin. So that's a bias kasha. Now Ravashi seemingly says a third teretz, which is a little incomprehensible according to Rashi and Tosfos. We don't really understand it. The Shmaitza doesn't understand it. And that is that the difference between the Reish and the Sefer is who's the Baal Dover? Who's the Baal Dover? Who's asking for the Ksuba? Who's fighting with the Baal? In the Reish, the father's fighting with the Baal because he gets the Ksuba. In the Sefer, the daughter's married, she gets the Ksuba. So the fight is between the daughter. So on the Sefer, she can use Cheskos Haguf. This is the way Rashi and Tosfos puts it. She can use the Cheskos Haguf, but in the Reish, the father can't use her Cheskos Haguf. Why not? And when a chamor dies, the owner of the chamor uses the chamor's cheskos aguf. Like, why is she worse than a chamor? And we pass, and he brings in cheskos eimahani labas of the first perek. We're like, what do you even need that for? But fine, he brings that in. No, he doesn't get it. He doesn't. So he's going to say a different pshat. The Shmaitz is going to suggest a pshat in the Gemara. And that is that Ravashi is not coming to answer the stira between the Reisha and the Sefer. He is coming to answer Abaye's kasha on Rava. He is with Rava all the way. Kanimsa kanoya. Abaye asks a wonderful, a very major question on Rava. Rava gives a teretz because of Chazaka, and in them shows of Bekos, Elim came both go, etc., etc. Ravashi has a better mousetrap. Ravashi has a better teretz, other than the Cheshbon HaDvorim, Rav Ashi is only giving, only, quote unquote, giving a teretz tabayis kasha. He's not giving a new answer between the Reish and the Sefer. This is what the Shmaitz is learning in the Gemara. He's not giving a new teretz, Reish and Sefer. He's answering Rav Ashi's question. And what's he answering? When the father's the Toveya, the difference is what he says. The difference is whether the father's Toveya. You know, according to Rav Ashi, you could frame the question this way. In the Reisha, it's enough. It says if the Mumun are found in the father's house, even if it's after Erisin, right? But in the Sefer, it says the Baal has to bring a Raya that the Mumun were there before Erisin. Now, again, we wouldn't think that. That's strange. We wouldn't have been smart enough to ask Abayis Kasha. Because the father's claiming the mum was there before Erisin. The husband. The husband's claiming the mum was there before Erisin. That's his whole point. It's a mekachtos. Doesn't do him any good if the mum was there after Erisin. So it says he has to bring a riot to what he's saying. Like the Mishnah says what you would expect it to say. But Abayi chap. Wait a second. He doesn't have to bring so much of a riot. He could turn it into the Reisha's case. The Reisha says if the father finds a mum, then if the mum is found in the father's house, then the father has to bring the Raya, even if it's found after Erisin. So he says, well, wait a second. So the Baal only has to bring a Raya that it was found in the father's house, even if it was after Erisin. He doesn't have to bring a Raya to his words, to his claim that the mum was there before Erisin. It should be enough if he brings a raya that the mum was there in the father's house, even after Erisin.
True, but he still has to bring the raya no matter what.
Fine! We have no problem with that. He's asking Akasha that the Mishnah says he has to bring a raya that the mum were there before Erisin. So he says, no, he doesn't. He just has to change it into the Reisha. So his answer is, no. She's married now and she's asking for the ksuba. So according to the Shmaita, this is his teretz. In the Reisha, the father's the Toveya. So, since the principle is Kol HaNolad Sofik B'Reshus Olav Lavi Raya, whose Reshus has the Reyusa? So, if it happened in the father's house, and she's in the father's Reshus, it happened in the father's house. So then it's relevant that the father's Reshus has the Reyusa, because he's the Toveya. In the Sefer, the Bas is the Tovas. So, if you just bring a raya that it was found in the father's house, the father's reshus is no longer relevant to the case. The reyus on the father's reshus is not, since the concept we're dealing with is kol hanolad sofik b'reshus olav lavi raya, that the mum was found, so the father, the burden of proof was on the father because it was found in his reshus, and ein machzik reyus on reshus l'reshus, but they got me the girl, if she's the balos dovar, if the clash of two balei dvarim is the girl and the husband, then the fact that there was a reyus on the father's reshus is not relevant. So that's Rav Ashi's teretz. In the reisha, the father is the bal dovar. The father is the bal dovar with the husband. They're fighting. So it's very relevant that the reyus is in the father's reshus. So olav lahavi raya. In the sefer, though, she's the tovas. She's the Bala's dover. She doesn't
even if she's living in her father's.
Yeah, right. That's the Schweitzer's brilliant point. That the father's reshus having a reyusa is not relevant. She is she. She's asking for the money. She's married. So the father's out of the picture. So why do we care that the father's reshus has a reyusa? See, if the vort would be cheskos aguf, then we'd have a problem. But since the Schweitzer explained Rava, that is not a vort of cheskos aguf. It's a vort of Ein machzik in reyus on reshus l'reshus. Your reshus has the problem, the reyusa. My reshus is sacrosanct, untouched. So if she's the balas dovar, it's totally irrelevant that the father's reshus has a reyusa. Wait. One more nakuda. So when it's she versus the baal, then if the erisin is called the reshus of the baal too. See, when
so it doesn't go by monetarity.
because it's like it's in the Agam. What did the Shemaitzer say in the previous parak? That even according to the Rishonim that hold, it depends whose house it happened in, but let's say it happened, it was discovered when the behemoth was in the pasture, and it's in no one's house. So then you follow the Rishus Mamoni, it's called. So when she, it's when it's her versus the Baal, so then the fact that it's in the father's Rishus is irrelevant. It's like it happened in the Agam. Like it happened in the pasture. It happened in no one's rishus. The father's house is not her rishus, and it's not the husband's rishus.
So
you follow the rishus mamoni. The rishus mamoni is called the Baal after Erison. He was kind of the woman.
After Erison, she's by Erison. Who gets her mamoni?
She herself.
So why wouldn't he just have to prove that the mamoni?
Who says she? We're not talking about a Bogeris. We're not talking about a Bogeris. Okay, so it's like it's in the Agam. So in the Reisha, so that's how he answers Abaya's Kasha. That in the Sefer when she got married, so bringing a Raya. Again, this is all based on how he's understanding Kanim to Kanhoya. That it's Eimach Zigereyes from Rishus L'Rishus. Okay, so according to the Riff and the Rambam, it's good, even according to them. Because even though it happened in the father's house, but it's an irrelevancy when the clash of the Balei Dvorim is between her and the husband. According to the Rosh, that it's always Tolui in Rishus Mamoni. So it's even simpler, the Shmaitzer says, when the father's the Toveya, so Olavaraya, it's after Erison, because she's still Rishus Mamoni, because he has Maisa Yadayim, he has all the monetary schusim in the girl.
So theoretically in a case like that, it's actually in her best interest to be making the complaint than it would be her father's. Because that's
not a question who makes the complaint, the question is who the ksuba belongs to. You have to go with who the ksuba belongs to. In the race, the ksuba belongs to the father. Doesn't matter who opens the tikkun bezdin. Ksuba belongs to the father, so he's the Toveya, he's the plaintiff. And in the Sefer, the Ksuba goes to her. He gives a very interesting mashal. I want to look inside for the mashal. This is at the end of Perikei. He gives an interesting mashal.
At some point, the Ksuba does go revert to her.
If she's married.
Right.
Yeah, but with... if she got married, that's the Sefer. The Reish was talking about she didn't get married yet. In the Sefer, she got married already. Now, at the end, the very last paragraph of Parakeh, B'shaminan mizeh, based on what you have to say according to the Rosh, so you have to say Erison is called Rishus Aviha. So you'll say the same thing by Mekachu Memkar. And he gives a case. Hecha de mochar Reuven l'Shimon. Reuven sold Shimon a shutfus in his animal. Shielo chelik bebehevto l'machto l'shlush v'raviyah. Sold him a portion of his animal. And then they found out it's a treifa. We're in the Rosh now. They found it to be a treifa. So the lokeach doesn't have to pay. Lekech doesn't have to pay.
Based on the Rashba?
No, this is what he's saying, and now he explains. Bafal Gav, that we just said, when someone buys an animal and you discover it's a treifa. So the Lokeach has to bring the Raya, the buyer has to bring the Raya. Bafal Gav, Dala Tabach Lavi Raya normally. That's because the Mocher, because the two Rishuyas are in contradistinction to each other. So you have the Mocher's Rishus and the Lokeach's Rishus. Right? So according to the Rosh, it's in the mum was found in the Lokeach Rishus, he has the problem. But Shemachim the Dain Lamoichas Chus Vchelek Ba, the Dain Layotzah, but in this case, in his theoretical case, when the Moicher still has a part of the animal, so it's still called Birshuso. It's still called in his monetary Rishus, just like the father, it's called the father's monetary Rishus. Tzorach av lavi raya, kibin adayin hilakama dvorim b'schuso. Even though the husband was kainah, but he is in the father's rishus for many things, so we follow the rishus of the father. So that's his marshal. If the father's still there...
In this case, in his story, would it make a difference if the merkah sold more than half the animal?
No, he doesn't seem to think so.
Now, does that follow along?
Good question, but he doesn't seem to think so.
Does that follow along all civil lines? If that animal goes and does damage, that it would only be the seller who's responsible also at that point?
Well, that's a question in the Mishnayos of Bava Kamma. It happens to be in the fourth parak. If two shukfin own an animal and it's mazik, who's responsible? Who was watching it? Who had the responsibility to watch it? It opens up a whole can of worms. It opens up a whole new area of discussion. Because there you're going to follow who has the responsibility to watch it. It's not so much a vort of ownership. It has to do with who had to watch it. And even if they gave over the animal to a shepherd, then he has the responsibility to watch it, and he has to pay for damages. Okay, we're moving on now to Perek Vav. Am I missing a paper? No. You know what? We're going to stop here. We did Perek Hay tonight. You want to do Perek Vav? You want to... No, so many people not here. Let's learn something else. Let's learn something. What do you want to learn? You want to learn the Shmaitzes Hagdom? Fascinating. I don't have it. Give me, I need a Shmaitzes. It's like I got it. Let's pick. What?
Hagdomus HaMachaber versus Ben HaMachaber?
What? Hagdomus HaMachaber.
It's also Hagdomus Ben HaMachaber, so I'm just confirming which one.
Give me a minute to find. Okay, let's try here. I don't know where here is, so I'll have to do one by one. The paragraphs are not numbered. Oh, they're in alphabetical order. Oh, no, not always. Ya'asok. If you can find it yourself, the paragraph starts with Ya'asok Adam Torah u'mitzvos. No. It is a shtickle in alphabetical order. Torah umitzafilu shelo lishma.
Yes, mem.
Mem.
Mem stam.
Oh. Yeah, you have it? You have it? Yeah. It for sure starts a paragraph.
Yeah, it's close to the end. Page 1.
Here. Page 1, page. Yasuk. Yasuk, God of the Torah umitzafilu shelo lishma.